Hi, I'm Eric Jorgensen, and I'm here to share five of my personal favorite insights from the Almanac of Naval Ravikant, A Guide to Wealth and Happiness. Naval is a legendary investor, entrepreneur, and founder in Silicon Valley, but what most people know him for is not just his business acumen, it's the distilled wisdom that he shares on living a rich and meaningful life. This book compiles Naval's most powerful ideas from decades of interviews, podcasts, and tweets that he's shared. Every single page has timeless principles that help you find personal happiness and a unique path to success. Here are five key insights from the book to expand how you think about wealth, work, and happiness. Insight number one, how to get rich without getting lucky. Naval shows us that wealth isn't about luck or about working harder. It's a skill. It's something that you can learn and get better at. And Naval's own story is proof. He grew up as a low-income, single-parent family after immigrating from India as a young kid with his family struggling to make ends meet in New York. He spent afternoons in the library reading and doing odd jobs, and eventually he fought his way to Silicon Valley, where he became a successful founder and investor over decades of hard work. But Naval insists that if he lost everything today, he could rebuild his personal wealth within a decade, because the knowledge he's got and gained and built about the principles of wealth creation. What are those principles? Naval shares it all in this book. He says the real levers are specific knowledge, accountability, leverage, and long-term thinking. It's not about trading your time for money or getting a raise, but about building assets like businesses and investments and intellectual property, ways to generate income even while you're asleep. And here's one practical takeaway. Ask yourself about a unique piece of knowledge or skill that you have, something authentic to your personality, maybe that you already do for fun, and look for ways that you can develop that into something scalable, something that you can create once that gets sold many, many, many times. Wealth is not about hard work, but about knowing what to work on and who to work with. So you want to work on creating value at scale by productizing yourself. Insight number two. Escape the time for money trap with leverage. Most of us are taught that the way to get ahead is to work more hours or climb the corporate ladder. And Naval shows us that what it's actually about is leverage. We live in the age of leverage. And there's three main types of leverage. Labor, which is people working for you. Capital, which is money working for you. And this new form of low margin permissionless leverage, like code and media that anybody can use at any time. And that's the one that's new and especially powerful. Think about building an app or creating a YouTube video or writing a book that can reach millions of people without needing anybody's permission, just on its own, without needing any additional effort. Think about software developers. Once they write code, that program can run endlessly, creating value for millions of people without additional effort at zero marginal cost. Or consider a writer whose book or blog post is read by thousands of people even while they're asleep, even years in the future. The lesson here is not just to focus on working harder, it's to work smart. Figure out ways to amplify your efforts. Ask yourself how you can use technology or media or capital to scale the knowledge that you have and increase your impact. And Naval's life shows us how he's applied that. He's an investor. He built a company, multiple companies, but most famously AngelList, and shows how leverage can turn small bets into absolutely massive outcomes and reach millions of people all around the world. Insight number three, play long-term games with long-term people. Naval knows that compounding isn't just for money. That's what most of us think of, but compounding also applies to relationships, reputation, and knowledge. He urges us to play long-term games with long-term people. And that's because trust and shared history and knowledge all multiply over time and doors open to opportunities that you would never even have imagined at the start. He tells a story of his partnership with a fellow investor, Elad Gil. Their mutual trust and generosity have led to a really seamless, fruitful collaboration, decades of investing together because they go above and beyond to take care of each other. And over the years, this has compounded into countless deals and millions of dollars of shared success. Naval also points out that most of our efforts, whether it's education or work or relationships, won't yield immediate results. But if you invest deeply in the right areas after a thoughtful search and with the right people, the returns can be exponential over time. Here's a summary of the idea that I really love. I think about this all the time. Impatient with actions, patient with results. So how do you find your long-term people? Naval's advice is to seek out those who value trust, who play positive-sum games, and who are truly authentic to themselves. That's how you know they're going to stay in the game, take good care of you, behave well, and continue to work on the same things that compound with you over a long time period. Insight number four, happiness is a learnable skill. Like wealth, happiness isn't something you are born with or stumble into. It's a skill you can build. And at one time, he dismissed happiness as being trivial. But after he achieved this wild material success and some fame, and it didn't lead to happiness, he dug deeper. Someone asked, "If you're so smart, why aren't you happy?" So he learned how to be happy. And he shares the practical strategies and principles that he discovered, these timeless ways that humans have used to manage their happiness and improve the baseline level of happiness they have. Cultivate habits that stabilize your mood, like exercise, meditation, and surrounding yourself with positive people. You want to be mindful of the habits that erode happiness, like social media, constant comparison, envy, drugs, things like that. One of the key ideas that he shares is desire is a contract you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. It's so easy to create new desires and then be consumed by them. It's almost automatic in humans. So to be happier on a daily basis, you need to ensure that your desires are very few and very carefully chosen. Happiness for Naval is about mastering your mind and learning to choose your emotional state, remembering that you control your interpretation of everything that's happening to you, never being a slave to external circumstances or what's happening, not reactive. This is a daily practice and not a one-time decision. And we can all be a certain percentage enlightened every day as we work on this. And in the bonus conversations, Naval and I talk about what Naval learned from spending time with these rare, truly enlightened people. And that is one of my favorite parts of the whole book. Insight number five, authenticity is the ultimate advantage. Naval's final message is about the power of authenticity. We don't want to endlessly compete with a bunch of people who are just like us. We want to escape competition through our authenticity. You want to be the truest version of yourself. So how do you know what's authentic to you? Well, ask yourself what you were doing as a kid. What do you do even if you don't get paid to do it? What are you naturally drawn towards? If you're stuck, ask the people around you. Ask your parents, ask your siblings, ask your longtime friends. They may know you better than you know yourself. Naval also emphasizes this mastery of your environment and yourself, learning to manage your habits, manage your health, control that voice in your mind. He believes that health comes first. This is something that is so obvious, but most of us don't live according to this principle. Your first priority every day, before even taking care of your family, should be taking care of your physical health, because everything is downstream of that. So ask yourself, are you living someone else's script, someone else's expectations, or are you being authentic to yourself? Are you truly walking your own path? And that path to a meaningful and successful life starts with being completely yourself. These are just a handful of the many life-changing insights that I personally gained from the Almanac of Naval Ravikant as I collected these ideas and wrote it. I promise you, you will highlight something on every single page of this book and find at least one idea in a few hours of reading that completely improves your life. So please read it, reread it, gift it to family members, friends, coworkers, and share new ideas about wealth, happiness, and what it means to live well. Thank you for listening to this Book Bite. For the next Big Idea Book Club, I'm Eric Jorgensen, and I hope these ideas inspire you not just to build a richer life, but a happier and more authentic one. Thank you.